Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go, girls.
Who won the world, girls? Who won the world?
All right, bear with me. I know I don't sound the best, and I definitely don't feel the best.
Go to bed.
But since I've been home and the flu bug hit my entire family, we've spent a lot of time sleeping and watching TV.
In front of the TV with some soup?
Yeah, exactly. But spending time in front of the TV, we kind of rediscovered as a family an old TV show. So that's what I want to talk about for Woman Wednesday. And I know nostalgia is a big thing right now. Mm. What have you rediscovered as an adult that you loved as a kid? Because for us, it's Home Improvement.
So did you just randomly turn the TV on and Home Improvement was on? Or did you say, hey, I want to go watch Home Improvement? I haven't watched it in many years.
No, we were flipping through on Disney Plus, and it's one of the shows that's like featured. And so Art was like, hey, let's watch that. I think the kids will like it. They were hooked. By the end of it, they were doing the ho, ho, ho. You know, like, it was so funny. But now as an adult going back to watch it, there are a lot of jokes that I didn't get as a kid that I was like, oh, that was right over my head. But as an adult, I enjoy it. I get it now.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for years. It's so old. It's so, so old.
It's still good. I'm telling you, you can go back and watch it. It's on Disney Plus. So for Woman Wednesday, what have you rediscovered as an adult that you still love like you did when you were a kid?
I have a TV show too. Can I tell you in 6 minutes?
Sounds good. You can weigh in now at 888-431-3764.
While Kelly was sick the last few days, lying on the couch, drinking her soup, going through Disney Plus, you discovered Home Improvement and started watching it again and realized how much you still loved it and you loved it as a kid.
Well, it was one of those things that made me think, okay, I get it. I know why nostalgia is so big, because I remember watching it as a kid, but now watching with my kids, and my kids were laughing at some of the jokes, and I got to laugh at the adult jokes that I didn't get when I was a kid. I was like, oh, I have a newfound love for this TV show again.
I did that recently with The Simpsons. I was just scrolling through the channel's board and The Simpsons came on, and it reminded me of like growing up in Australia, watching episode after episode. There were reruns on Saturday, and I'm like, okay, let's just see how it's changed. And I really, really enjoyed watching the episode The Simpsons. And like you said with Home Improvement, it's the subtle jokes that you don't get as a kid that you actually get now, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what he means by that.
Yeah, you have a newfound love for it. So, Woman Wednesday, what did you rediscover as an adult that you used to love as a kid, but now you love even more? Josh from the 951 texted and said video games. Yep. I remember playing them as a kid, and now I play them with my kids, and it brings us closer together.
Nostalgia, 951, dirt biking. I picked it up again recently, haven't done it for years, didn't realize how much I missed it.
Okay, Megan from the 714 texts in and says, my kids and I recently discovered Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe. The kids love it. I remember that TV show from back in the day.
Never heard of it.
He goes on to all these like really disgusting, dirty jobs, and he does that job for the day. And it'll make you be so thankful that you work in radio.
909 says, dressing up for Halloween. I stopped doing it for a number of years after my divorce.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that Halloween just passed. 909 here says, I'm 34 years old. I was making my four-year-old daughter some chocolate milk the other day. I gave it a taste or a sip just to test it and see if it was chocolatey enough. Fell back in love with how much I loved it. I want to go back in time now.
Worst thing that person could have done. Now you're going to drink it forever. I never gave up chocolate, and look at me now.
714 texted in and said, Jell-O. I forgot. Jell-O's so good.
And Jell-O shots as an adult. with vodka in it.
Okay. There's rediscovering. What did you rediscover as an adult that you used to love as a kid and you still love? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar and sending up a prayer to the
Since the flu bug has hit my house, we've spent a lot of time on the couch watching TV, but it was kind of nice because I rediscovered how much I love the TV show Home Improvement. Do you remember it from back in the day?
Tim Allen. It's 100 years old.
It felt like it, but watching it again and seeing my kids really like it, and then as an adult, catching on to some of the jokes, and I was like, I would have never got that as a kid.
That's the biggest thing. I did that with The Simpsons recently. I'm like, oh, that's what they mean by that joke.
Yeah, exactly. So for Woman Wednesday, what have you rediscovered as an adult that you used to love as a kid? Greg and Rancho, what was it for you?
So I've always been a fan of Home Improvement. So like you guys, I saw that they're back on Hulu, I think, or used to Disney.
Uh-huh.
But Married with Children is another one of my guilty pleasures.
Oh, man, I forgot about it. I don't think I've seen that for decades.
Me neither.
A lot of the jokes back in the day didn't make sense, but now like, oh, now I know where this is going.
Right?
It can actually make you feel smarter.
It does. My daughter was watching Fuller House. I think it was on Disney also. And I said, what's this? I'm like, you know, this isn't the original, right? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, check this out. Full House from like back in the 80s.
Yes.
And she's watched episode from beginning to the very end, every single episode.
That's so funny because when we went to San Francisco earlier this year, we went by the Full House house and I told the kids, I was like, do you know what that is? And they were like, oh, Fuller House. And I was like, no, Full House.
I'm even impressed they knew that though. The 951 says, mine is MASH and Mama's House. Yes, I'm showing my age here.
714 says, grilled cheese. I had it for lunch every day last week.
That is a great move. I love grilled cheese and I had it growing up as well. I love that one.
I literally just made that for Carter the other day, soup and grilled cheese. And I was like, ooh. Okay, sounds really good.
909, Three's Company. Oh my God, the things I catch on to now. Ha ha, says Angie.
Right? And there's something as a parent watching your kids enjoy something that you enjoyed as a kid, like SeaWorld San Diego, which we have your chance to enjoy the Christmas time celebration at SeaWorld again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, 6:10, you want to be listening.
She's more than just a pretty.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.